Tamar Chamed Beis,
let us again start the Mishnah. Eizel Neshech Veizel Tarbis. Eizel Neshech Hamal Vesela Behei Dinrim Tosayim Chitim Vesholosh Oso Bimnei Shuhu Neshech Veizel Tarbis Hamal Vepeiret. Person is getting revochim through Kenyan Peiris, Ketat. Lokach imenu chitim bediner zoho vaku. A person purchased chitim for a dinner zoho. Bechayna shah. And the agreement was that we should give him a ku chitim whenever, so 6 months later, even though the crew perhaps will be in the Shaker in 6 months. But when he gave him the dinner zol, there was a market already, and one was capable of acquiring a crew chitim for a dinner zol. Amdu chitim belamadinrim, then chitim went up to Lamed Dinrim. But this Adinur Zov is Chafei Dinre Kesef, Amdo Chitim Belamed Dinrim. Om Aloi, tell me Chitai, give me my Chitim, which are now worth Lamed Dinrim. Shani Reitzer Lamoicha, Bamison, I really don't need the Chitim, but I need these Chitim to sell. Likach Bohen Yayin. They want to purchase Yayin for Lamedimrim. Om Aloy. So this Meichel, who never had Chitim to begin with, he told him, Arei Chitayich Asuyis Olay Bishloisha. Chitim that you possess by me. So the equivalent to Shloishim Dinrim. Because the price of chitim is now shloishim dinrim. But rei locho etzli behen yayin. So now you can acquire from me yayin for shloishim dinrim. The yayin eloi, this is also. Let us see Rashi. Ezehu neshech shuhu noishech. The translation of neshech is he bites. Is machaser the shokal minei mai de lo yohivle that he's taking from the loive that which he didn't give to him. He's taking away from him money. Hamarbe bepeiros, hamarbe schar laatzmoi bepeiros. He wants to gain profit through lekiches peiros. And the Gemara is going to say, the balbos kesef oiperet nami havitavet. That Bemetan, the Mishnah said, Ezeo neshech ve'ezet tarbis. And the Mishnah gave two misholem, sai by halvos mome, sela behei dinrim, or sosayin chitim bisholish. Mibnei Shehu Noishech. The Mishnah said that this is also because he's being Mechaser the Loive. And then when the Mishnah goes to Tarbis, the Mishnah is going to speak about Aribis Darabono. So the Mishnah does not flow too well. He started off by saying Eizeh Neshech Ve'ezeh Tarbis, which was speaking about the Tarbis Minatayre, and then all of a sudden, we did not elaborate on Tarbis Deraisa, and we went to Aribis Tarabona. So Rashi says, the Gemara Meforish, the Gemara is going to explain, Dar Bahavos Kesef Eiperis Nami Havi Tarbis. Navos Kesef Eiperis, you also have ribis, שרי מסרבה ממוינוי. Why the Mishnah didn't speak about it, we'll see in the Gemara. But there's a ribbis, the Yoraisa. And we will see Rashi Lein in the Gemara seems to hold that in a ribbis, the Yoraisa, there are two lavin for two different inyonim. There's a lav of Neshech for being Mechasa the Loive. There's a love of Malbis, that the Malve is Nisrabe Etzloi Mamoine through the Lekichas HaRibbis. The two besundere love, for two purposes. Lecheir and every Ribbis, we have these two Dvorim Asurim. There's a Neshiche Mehaloive, and there's a Ribbi Mamoine Etzel HaMalve through this Alvo. So, but when the Mishnah somehow didn't speak about this ribbis d'araisa, started only spoke about neshech d'araisa, b'neshehu neshech, and somehow we're not speaking about ribbis d'araisa, and then we started changing the subject, and we spoke about this a ribbis d'rabono, v'hoche ribbis d'rabono k'maforish derech mekach memkar. Derech Mekar HaMemkar, he's acquiring something. That what he acquired could be, can become the Shaker. He'll get more than he gave. But that's a Ribbis Tarabono. And perhaps we could, the Baal use as a guideline that we had mentioned once the Chavistas says that the gather of Halvo is if the Loive is Mechuyev to give back the same commodity that he borrowed. That's called Halvo. Let's say, so we have over here Sosayim Bisholosh, that's called Halvo. He borrowed Sosayim. He has to give back Sosayim, that's Halvo. And then he's Moisev, so that's Ribbis D'araisa. Here we are speaking about two commodities. We're speaking about he gave him money for Chitim. So this is Derech Mekech HaMemkar. This is not Ribbis D'araisa. This is Ribbis D'Rabbono. So the Mishnah starts speaking about there's a Ribbis D'Rabbono. Dinner Zohov Chofei Dinner Kesef. The Chayin Ashar, Kach Hoyu Nimkorim. When he gave him the dinner zov, so with the dinner zov, one could acquire a kul of chitim. Vohuta loy losais mois achsho, and one is permitted to give money now. Almanas liten loy zechitim kol yemais achsho. Bedomim halolo. That means this agreement that I'm giving you now, adinu zov, that you should give me chitim kol yemei sashone, kol chitim. Vava pisha achshav ein loy chitim. Even though now the smoicher, the one who's selling chitim, doesn't have any chitim. So if we look at it in actuality, this is really Ahavo. That's really the true intent of this Meicher in quotation. That means he really needs now a dinner zov. He's selling him chitim, he doesn't have chitim. But now he needs a dinner zov, and he's masking to give him a kol chitim in 6 months, even though then the kol chitim will be worth lamedin rim, which Be'emesin is a ribbit, he received 25 dinri kesef, he can pay back 30 dinri kesef. But this is permissible, because in Lomdus, it doesn't have Hilchis Alvor, it has a din Hilchis Mekech HaMemke.
What is he selling him? How can he sell him? How can we say he's selling him chitim? He doesn't possess chitim. This name the pirkin yotza shah poiskin. That if there's a shah, that means there's a market now that is selling chitim, a kul chitim for a dinozov. So one can sell now a kul chitim. Ba'afal pi sha'ein lozeh. How can he sell a kol chitim he doesn't have? Obayesh lazeh, but there's a market that is selling now a kol chitim for a dinozov. V'yochel ha-moicha ha-loz liknoisam ato v'mois ha-lolo. That means he has now in his possession a dinozov. There's a market that is selling now a kol chitim for a dinozov. So he could now acquire it. It's biyodai together, so it's not considered like it's he's selling a dovish leiboloilom. It's considered that since he can acquire a kul chitim with the dinozov that he has, it's keilu. He has it already and he's selling it for a dinozov. It's considered like he possesses it already. So the ustaka mekech hamemke, he possessed a kul chitim. He sold them the kuchitim. Om lo chitim laches man belamedin lim. Om lo iten li chitai. Presume teresi. And this is mutter im nosan lo chitim. If you'd give him now chitim, even though between you meet and go out now and purchase chitim, for lamedin rekes. So this is mutter. Avo pisek hayayin shepoisek lo ilosis behem. But now he doesn't want to give him chitim. He wants to give him wine for the 30 dinrei kesef that he owes him. Also, hoyel ve'engloi. Since he does not have wine, that means if he'd have wine, so then he could sell him the wine that he possesses. But he doesn't have wine. Shema yoyker hayayim. So then he doesn't have wine. He doesn't have money either. He didn't give him any money now to buy the wine. So we're afraid maybe the wine will become worth elamadhedin rekesef. Ba'ava pi shepoisik imay kishar hayayin shalachshav. Even though now he's making a psikah that he should sell him wine for 30 dinrei kesef, and that is taka the price of wine. The kvar yotza hashav. The Gemara meforish time why this is also. Zok the Gemara. Midishavik leribis diyaraise. Now the Mishnah is very interesting. It started off with ribis diyaraise. Eizeh neshech. And then later, when it said Vezeu Tarbis, it did not answer the Vezeu Tarbis that we started off with. We said Eze Tarbis by Ribis Tarabon. The Kamaforish Derabon, so there's a problem. There's a problem with this. You start off Eze Nesher Veze Tarbis. Mechlal, so it would seem from this, the Yairaisa, the Neshech, the Tarbis, Choda Milsehi. Let us not explain this as yet. It would seem from the Mishnah that Neshech, the Tarbis, is Choda Milseh. So, Memele, if you explained Neshech, so I know about the love of Tarbis. That's what it would seem from the Mishnah. You don't have to explain Tarbis. I told you what Neshech is. And the minute you know what Neshech is, so automatically you know about the Isser of Tarbis. And it's not necessary to explain. Like the Gemara, V'okroi k'sivi Neshech kesef v'ribis oich. Now, let us see Rashi to understand the Gemara's kasha. The Shavik Leribis Diyaraisa. The Mishnah avoided speaking about Ribis Diyaraisa. So Rashi wants to explain how do you know that this case of Lokech Imenu Chiter Bediner Zov Akur, that's not Ribis Diyaraisa. Who says that this is Ribis Darabona? So Rashi says, the Eraisa Derech Alvo Mashme. Minatoire, there's only an Isser the Eraisa if money was lent. Kedersiv, Mar Bahinoi Beneshech Ubetarbis. Because it says Mar Bahinoi Beneshech Ubetarbis. Iskan Shoyelaben, Rashi says a statement over here that Ribis Eraisa is Dafke Derech Alvo. Because it says, Mar Bahinoi Beneshech Ubetarbis. It's kind of Shayla Ben, where does it say in this Pasuk, Davke Derech Alvo? Mar Bahinoi Beneshech Ubetarbis. Maybe, Derech Mekech Memke is also Mar Bahinoi. This is a difficulty in this Rashi. So let us just say two ways how this Rashi was understood. The Rishonim, they had a different gills in Rashi. They had a gears of the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz, was gears of Rashi, Mal vahinoi b'neshech b'tarbis. Mal vahinoi b'neshech b'tarbis. Now the problem is the Mishle, it just says Mal vahinoi, that's a problem. Who says our Mishle is a so meduyik, but Rashi had a different Mishle, Akasha. But when they ask the Kasha, they ask Ips, and nun ze Mishle, shteit nitazoi. But Kaponim, that was the gears in Rashi. Mal vahinoi b'neshech b'tarbis, so Rashi is enough in the posik that the whole issa of neshech and tarbis is only by halvo, not by mekech and memka. That's one way to understand this Rashi. Another way to understand this Rashi, well, this the Pnei Yeshua wants to say. Yeshua wants to say, Mar Bohinoi B'neshech B'tarbis, Mar Bohinoi means the Loshon Badois. That means that's a sure way of Mar Bohinoi, of making money. That means, Derech Mekech Memka, it's not, who knows what can happen with the market. The market can go up. The market could go down. You can't say one cannot be have stock markets and this is Mar Bahinoi stock market. There's no such thing. There's no such thing Mar Bahinoi. Could be, but to say Mar Bahinoi Halvo is the only investment that it's about a Mar Bahinoi. That means we were coated. Bishasta Halvo, that was the upmach. That I'm lending you a seller for hey dinrim. This is no suffix. That means this is zicha an oifen of riboy hoy. Derech mekech memke depends on the market if it will become more expensive, it will drop, it will rise. Some emailer. And if the Torah says that the neshech v'tarbis is also oifen of marboinay. Ma'abahine means albo. That's how the Bnei Yeshua says Pshat Mirash. Fine. Now what's the Gemara's Kasher? So on Kaponim, that, so far we see, the Mishnah avoided speaking about Aribis Tiraisa of Albo. The Mishnah started speaking about Aribis Tarabon, of Derech Mekech Hamen. So Michlal, the Eraisa, the Neshech v'Tarbis Chodemilse. So it seems from the Mishnah Chodemilse. And the Gemara asks, Vaksiv, Vakoi Ksivi, Neshech Kesef Aribis Eichel. So let us see what Rashi says. Vaksiv, Neshech Kesef Aribis Eichel. So Rashi says, the Gemara's Kashis is as follows. Es Kaspecho Leisitan Loi B'Neshech. This is the Issa on the Malve. And since the Torah said two laven, tanti ninu. So it would seem it's two different isurim. Now, what is pshat exactly in Rashi? The Rashba says pshat nire perish leperusha. So let's learn Rashi the way the Rashba learned pshat in Rashi. I mean, we have to understand, we have to appreciate the Gemara's kasha. The Rashba says as follows, and this we see from Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi said this in the Mishnah also. Neshech mashme shenoyshech umachasa momin haloive. That's the issa of neshech. You're taking away money from the loive. Vitarbis mashme she misrabe momin hamalve. That the malve is getting wealthier. Vahainu the cholkoi hakosu bebeis koi. And that's why the Pasuk said, as Kaspar leisitin loy beneshech, v'marbis leisitin ochlecho. Now, we'll see later that the it's irrelevant if it's kesef or oichel. I was going to say, Kaspar leisitin beneshech, who would in b'marbis, v'marbis leisitin ochlecho, who would in beneshech. The Pasuk that speaks about kesef and oichel, that is not, that's either by Kesef this Talbis and Neshech, and by Eichel this Talbis and Neshech. That's Zichar. But now, let's learn the Pasuk. What is the Pasuk saying? Vahainu the Choku Akosov Bebeiskoi. The Pasuk said Tupsukim. The Pasuk specified the Avla of Ribbit. Achi yehei ba'oisoi alvo nishicha eitzel haloive v'ribui momain eitzel hamalve ubavlav ochi lo yehei oiva. So that means you will not be oiva these two laven unless there's two things which are occurring. There's a neshicha eitzel haloive, and there's a ribi mamin eitzel malva. That's what the pasuk says. Then you oive to love it. Ve'ilu b'masnisen, the Mishnah says, so from the pasuk it says you'll be oive to love it if two things occur. There was a neshicha from the loive, and there was a ribi by the malva. That's if you learn chumash. Ve'ilu masnisen de portom, the Mishnah says, Eizel Neshech, Beizel Talbis. So the Mishnah started off by saying, it seems to have been explained, Neshech and Talbis, these are the Isurei D'Araisa, Neshech and Talbis. V'hoder Irvon Lishneyem, Beizel Neshech. Then he said, Eizel Neshech. Shmamino. So it would seem from the Mishnah, the chol shuhu neishech afa pisha ein mamayne misrabe your chayiv to love it. He started off eze neshech beze talbis. How are you over these two loving? Eze neshech? And he's chayiv because he's neishech. So he started off eze, how are you over the two loving? So he said, case, when he's neishech, he's also raised a neishach, and it seems when you're neishach, for being neishach alone, you'll be able to love him. That's the Ivra in the Mishnah. That's the Ivra in the Mishnah. Afa bishayn ma moine misrabe, yechayiv al tzarbes also. V'chein ko shuhu misrabe ma moine bavo, afa bishayn ma neishach chayiv. So the Gemara's kasha was that from the Mishnah it seems Yoiva and the Michlal de Yoiraise, the Neshech v'tarbis choda milsi. That means when you're Neshech, I feel without a riboy moment, you're also Oiva and Tarbis. And when you're Marbe, it's choda milsi. That means whenever there's one, you're chayiv on both. And the Pasuk seems you're only chayiv if both occurred. You need Neshech and you need Talbis. So let's just go a little further, and then we'll see the Hemshech of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, V'tizbere, let me ask you a kasha, the Ike Neshech b'loy Tarbis, v'Tarbis b'loy Neshech, is there a case that you could have Neshech b'loy Tarbis, v'Tarbis b'loy Neshech? Now let's just stop here for a moment. So the Gemara really is saying like this. If there is such a case that you could have a halvah that is neshech without tarbis, you could have a halvah that is tarbis without neshech. If there's such a case, you have a nice nekasha. So memele, so the Mishnah, it would seem, whenever you're neshech, you like al tarbis also. The pasuk seems to say the only issur of tarbis is beis nisrabu mamayne. The Mishnah doesn't say that. But, and that'll be the maskanas agamor, but if there's no heichet timtze, that there should be neshech without tarbis and tarbis without neshech, that means whenever you have one, automatically you have the other, so the Tana doesn't have to explain what's the case of tarbis. Oh, if you have neshech, you have tarbis. If you have tarbis, you have neshech. So memele, that is the shakla vitalia of the Gemara. The Gemara and the Havamin understood that Yoivan the Isser of Talbis Havilah without a given moment, as long as he's Neshech, because that's what it says in the Mishnah. And the Gemara did not understand this. Let's learn Chumash. The Isser seems to be for the Ribay moment. The Ribay Talbis Laisitin Achlechad is an Isser for the Ribay moment. Haki say Yishchayim and Talbis because he was Neshech. But that's an issue on the Neshech. But why is he over on the love of Tarbis? So the Hemshech of the Gemara is going to be, so if you could find a case that is Neshech without Tarbis and Tarbis without Neshech, then you have an eyes in a kasha. Then the Takishver, that'll be a kasha. But since we'll see as the Gemara progresses, there's no such case. So Memeil, whenever there's Neshech, there's Talmud. Whenever there's Talmud, there's Neshech. So the Tana didn't have to do more explaining. He said a case of Neshech, and automatically there's Talmud also. There's two Isurim. This is for the Neshech, for the Talmud. Because there is not Shaykh Alvo, that is Neshech without Talmud, and Talmud without Neshech. And the Gemara wants to be Mitzadet, maybe you could have a case, and then you'll have a Kasha. But the Gemara's going to prove that there's no case. Really don't have a kasha. V'tizbere. So the Gemara asks, the way you're asking the kasha, you're asking because there's an Isser of Tarbis, and the Mishnah seems to be saying you're over the Isser of Tarbis of your Neshech alone. And how does this stem? The Pasuk says you're only over when there's Ribis. So the Gemara says, Neshech b'loy Tarbis heichidom. So the Gemara says as follows. Ida isvei meya be'esre. If he lent him 100 putas, this is Rashi, be'meya be'esre. That means he said, the Bishar Salvo, he told him, I'm lending 100 putas. You have to pay me back 120 putas. Me'ikore kaimi meya bedanke. Now, when he lent him the Meya putas, there were 100 putas in a danke in Amor. It was 100 putas in Amor. That's a sixth of a dinner. So when he lent him 100 putas, there was 100 putas in a danke. Ula besoif, when he was goyve, the putas became cheaper. Kaimo meye ve'esrim bedanke. So there's 120 putas in Amor. So the Gemara wants to make a case of neshech v'loy talbis. That means bishas halvo. There was 100 putas in Amor. And he made up with him, you have to pay me 120 putas. At the end, Bishas Peroimi paid him 120 putas, but then 120 putas was worth a more. So the Gemara wants to say, Neshech Ika, now the more wants to have a tzad, that you have a case of Neshech without tzad. Neshech Ika, the Konoch is like, he's Mechasa from him. The Koshokel Minei Midi, the Loyoyt, he's taking away from him, he's Mechayiv him something that he did not give. The Talbis Leke, the less leiran chavche, but it wasn't nisrabe etzloi mamoinoi. The danke oisvei, the danke koshoko minei. Now, let us just say over a Ran. I don't know if Rashi learned like the Ran, but the Ran is a poshut pshat in the Gemara. So the Ran says as follows, the kosal kedaitach, the beneshech oslinen boser miikoche. That means by neshech you look bishas the ktsitze, the psika of the halvo, shemisho shemischayev loive lifroya yoiser mimasher love arehu noshech. So the Gemara understood that if you made a hischaivis on the loiva, I'm lending you now $100 in this. The upmach was, I'm lending you in this, and you pay me in Tishrei 120 putis. I'm lending you now 100 putis, I'm going to ask to pay me 120 putis. So there was already chal a hischaivis on the loiva to pay extra 20 putis. So the Gemara understood this hischaivis of 20 putas is called, I was machasa something from the, he owes an extra 20 putas. So memele, so that's called, I was noishich. You put on him his chaibus of 20 putas. That means lemaise, he's not sleeping already. How is he gonna pay up these 20 putas? But he owes 20 putas. He owes an extra 20 putas. So the his chaibus is enough to consider that he was noishich already. So the Hischaivis will look at the Shas Halvo, the Shas, the Psikas Haribis. Avol Tarbis, but if you can say the Isser of Tarbis, Nisrabe Etzlei Mamoinoi, at the end, when he paid him up in Tishrei 120 putis, that's worth a donkey. He didn't get anything out of the whole Halvo. Avol Tarbis, Eini Nikra, Ela Hashem Seifoi, Shemamoinoi Shel Malve, Eini Misrabe, Ela Bishas Peroi. So Memele, that's how the Gemara understood that you could have such a concept of Neshech without Talbis. And then we have a Kash on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says a Neshech without Talbis. And boom, I tell you a case of Neshech and Shalom al Yisrael. And you're not being done what's the case of Talbis. As long as there's Neshech, it's Yechayev. How could you be Chayev? There's an issa of Talbis of Riba Mamayna. I could be Ivan Talbis only if there was Neshech. So the world wants to say, Hey Chidomi, Ida Isve Meya Bemeya Vesa. 100 putes for 120 putes. Mikore Kaimi Meya Bedanke. In the beginning, there were 100 putes in Amor, which is the sixth of a dinner kesa. And when he paid him up, 120 putis, which is worth a mom. So then we'll say, that's called Neshech. The Konochisla, he's Mechasarim. The Koshokal, Minei Midi, the Loyoi. That means even though he didn't take Papoyal, but he was Mechayiv him to pay more than he lent him. The Talbis leke, Talbis is leke, the less lay rafre. The Malva Lamaisa did not acquire any profit. The Danke Oisve, he lent him a Danke, the Danke Koshokal Minei. So Mamela, that's a case of Neshech without Talbis. So the Gemara says, no, I'm sorry. Saif, saif. If you will consider that since there was a hischaivis to pay 20 more prutis, That is called that you are mechasa the loiv already, because he owes an extra 20 putis. If you consider this, that he's chosa, harei neshech, harei tarbis. So that's called, so if it's called, that since he owes an extra 20 putis, that's called his noshuch, so the malve acquired his chayvus of 20 putis, v'harei tarbis, v'monefshech. If his chayvus is considered taking away from the loive, so his chayvus is taking, it should be considered that the malve acquired. So if you go basel meikore, when there was 100 plutus in a dankim, so there was neshech and tarbis. I basel besoif oslis, if you go lemaise, you don't look at his chayvis, what he owed him. You look at what he acquired. Is loy neshech ike, or loy tarbis ike. So then there's no neshech and there's no tarbis. So Mamela, so the Gemara is saying, that means your kasha was only based on the assumption that it's shayach, that there should be albo with neshech without tarbis. And you're asking a kasha, so why is he oivan, the issa of tarbis? It wasn't this rabbi mamoinoi. So the Gemara says, I have news for you. It's not shayach that there should be neshech without tarbis. In this case, that before there was meyev bedanket, and later there was meyev esrim bedanket, so if you go basa meikore, so there's neshech and tarbis. And if you go basa besoif, there's nothing. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, מאיגה נשך שנשך אסחבי רוי ואין ממוינוי מסחבי, is there such a חתימצה that the malve should be נשך from the loive and the malve should not be נסחבי אצלוי ממוינוי? ומאיגה תרבס שהי מלווה נסקר ולא יהיה loive נשך? So the Gemara says, Neshech v'loi tarbis eichem edamin aleim. How could you have a case of Neshech v'loi tarbis? Kigain da oizef. Oizef means, hilvo. Meya plutis. He lent him meya plutis to get paid back. Meya v'esrim plutis to get back 120 plutis. Mikore, when he lent him, there were meya plutis, bedanke, shilvo. Ulebesoif, shemishalim, so there's 120 bedanke, bimor kesef. Shuhu shtus ledin, bedanke means a shtus. Nochis, nosh, noishech, machasroi. So we more wanted to say that if you go, Neshech ike de konoches leiz mechasa. So the Gemara says no. Ibosar mikore azles ichoshves lahani putis hashte kide mikore arei neshech varei tarbis shiyochel likach mehem mo bemeyo veniskar esrim. Now this Rashi is not the way we said according to the Ran. I will not go into Pshat and this Rashi, Ramayshin, Igrismayshin, Yeredeyeche, Lekalef, Tafkuf Lamatei speaks about this Rashi, but just for convenience, we will learn the Gemara the way the Ran learned the Gemara. Loi Neshech Ike, Shaloi Ve'yocho L'Knoiso Emo, V'zeh Shavemo, Hobo. Now the Loive can acquire 120 putis with a mo, and then he lent him a mo. He lent him a mo. So Mamela, so there's no case of neshech without talbis. Besu, then I'll ask you another kasha. Besu, talbis b'loy neshech heichi domi. How is a chayich talbis b'loy neshech? Ida oizif meya b'meya, if he lent him 100. Or 100. Meikor, he lent him 100 putas, and he should pay him back 100 putas. Meikor, kaimi meya b'dankim. When he lent him, there was 100 putas in Amor. Ulebisai, when he paid him back, there's meya b'chumshe. Now there's 100 putas in the chaimesh. So it comes out, he's getting more than he lent him. He lent him a sixth of a dinner, and he's getting back a fifth of a dinner. So that is talbis. That is talbis, because he's getting back more. He's getting back more than he lent him. So that's talbis b'loy neshech. So the Gemara says, ibasam ikara azles, if you go, but it's also not true. If you go basam ikara loy neshech ike, b'loy talbis ike. Ibasam soif azles, haray neshech b'haray talbis. Now there's a Mordek about, so the item of Oshia Talmud brings down from a Sefer to Hoyer Ayoinim that Lachaire, the Gemara wanted to find a case of Talbis B'loy Nesher. So the case of Talbis B'loy Nesher was, he lent him 100 putas, he should pay him back 100 putas. B'shas Havo, 100 putas was a sixth of a dinner. Shas Tashlumim, the 100 putas is a fifth of a dinner. So this talbis without neshech. So then the Gemara says, if you go basa mikore, so there's no neshech and no talbis, because b'shas alvo, there was 100 putas in a donkey, you have to pay back 100 putas, so there's no neshech, no talbis. If you go b'shas tashlumim, so he's paying back a fifth of a dinner, so there's neshech and talbis. So they ask the kasha, what's the visu? It's the same kasha. That means, if you go bosa mikore, it's the same type of a kasha. If you go bosa mikore, there's no neshech and no talbis. You go bosa, the tashlumim, there's neshech and there's talbis. So the oitzer brings down Amar de Kepshat. The Gemara wanted to go now with a different mahalach. That, with a different lumdus. The love of Neshech, it says, Loisa Simon Olav Neshech. Before we said a lumdus that it's called you a machasarim, even though he didn't pay yet because he owes, it's not called the malva received, it's called the labor was nechsar. And the Gemara wanted to say, so you have neshech without talbis, there was neshech without talbis. Later it ended up without talbis because there's 120 in the month. Now the Gemara wants to say, no, we'll go with a different mahalach in Gans. The love of Laisa Simon Olav Neshech, the love of Neshech is Beshastik Tzitze. Oise Simon Olav Neshech. That's the love. The love Al Pikach Meitoi Talbis, that's Isa Lekiche. So let's not say Lomdes Chesaron is called Neshech. Let's learn Chumash. We'll learn Chumash that the love of Neshech is Beshastik Psike. Oise Simon Olav Neshech. So let's go on the case of before. He lent him 100 for 120. was he oibel is a simon olav neshech, definitely. Because that's the love. You shouldn't put on a schaivis that's neshech. The love of tarbis is al tikach meikoi tarbis. Now, so in the first case, if now it's 120 in a danka, I didn't take tarbis. So we could say the first case, there's neshech without tarbis. With psukim, not with lumdis. With lumdis, the Gemara says, if a chasorn is called neshech, a chasorn is called a ribik. No. Let's go with psukim. The pasuk is like the simon olav neshech. That pasuk means he should not make his chayvis as neshech. So Mamela, if he was made his chayvis of meya for meya ve'esrim, that's a simon olav neshech. The love of tarbis is al tikach me'itoi tarbis. So Mamela, I didn't take tarbis. I got, because b'shas I got paid back this meya ve'esrim in a bank. So the first mahalach would be good. I have a case of neshek without tarbis. Abu Besu, the Gemara says, well, what do you say over here? Now, so fine, so you have a case of neshek without tarbis. But tell me tarbis without neshek. Now, tarbis without neshek, so let's see. He lent him 100 for 100. In Bishas Halbo, there was 100 in the danke. So fine, there's no neshek. Fine. And later there's 100 in a chumsheh. If you're going with your psukim, so there is al tikach meitay neshech v'tarbis. So then if you go with your psukim, so there's neshech and tarbis. If you go basa leisa simun, there's nothing. If you go, but that's the visu. Visu means that a filu. You'll tell me a case of neshech without tarbis. You can never tell me a case of tarbis without neshech, because the love of tarbis without neshech is al tikach mitay neshech v'tarbis. Yeah. Elo amarov. So Rav said, "Yato moitzi loy neshech v'loy tarbis." B'loy tarbis, b'loy neshech. So Mamel the Gemara says there is no such thing. Wherever there's neshech, there's tarbis. Wherever there's tarbis, there's neshech. So Mamel, so it's very good. The Mishnah only to tell us a case of neshech, and you're even on tarbis also, because if there's neshech, there's tarbis also. I don't tell you another case. Whenever there's neshech, there's a riboy mitzad the malvins. And that what the Torah said is an iser of neshech, and there's an iser of tarbis, not because it's a case one without the other. The Torah made two lishoines because there's two bazundere isurim.
Which is more than a shtus. So that is the that is the teretz of the Gemara, and now we found for the Mishnah. Zogt Toisvis, let us just see the top Toisvis. Ezeu Neshech Meyo Bedanke. Perish Rashi, Kuf Plutois Bemor, Shuhu Shtus Dinner. He lent him Kuf Plutois, and then Kuf Plutois were a mor. Vekoshe Heich Huzlu Haputeis Kolkach. How is it possible that the Plutus became worth so little that you have 100 Plutus in Amo? So Taisus says, what's the normal price?
the Bishar Beinini, Ein Kiim Shnayim Ushloishim Bemo. Normally, there's 32 Plutas in a Mo. What's the Cheshbon? The Mo Shnei Punyin. There's 2 Punyin in a Mo. Punyin Beis Isrim. So there's 4 Isrim in a Mo. Iser has Plutas. In an Iser, there's 8 Plutas. So you have 8 times 4 is 32. Heino Lamed Beis Plutas. Fine. So Memela Sotosvis has a Kasha and Rashi. How could we say the Gemara did not mention coins? The Gemara, which type of coins we're speaking about? The Gemara mentioned there was 100 coins and a sixth of something else. So we're talking about 100 small coins and a sixth of a bigger coin. Which coins we are speaking about, the Gemara didn't mention. So Rashi said we're speaking about plutas, which is 100 plutas in a sixth of a dinar kesef. So Tosfos says that's a very modern cheshbon. To find 100 plutas in a sixth of a dinar kesef, normally there's 32 plutas in a sixth of a dinar kesef. That's Tosfos' kasha. So therefore, Tosfos wants to say, we're speaking about different types of coins. We're not speaking about plutas in a mo. We're speaking about v'nire keperish rivon. The rivon said a different pshat. Kuf mois bishtus mone. The 100 is not 100 plutas, it's 100 mois. Bishtus mone, which is a sixth of a mone, shehu arba sloim, a sixth of a mone is 4 sloim, ba arba mois. There's 25 sloim in a mone. 25 sloim in a mone. So a sixth of a mone is 4 sloim. You have you have a sixth of 25, so you have 1 seller left. And a sixth of a seller, in a seller there's 24 mois, and a sixth of a seller is 4 mois. So that's the case. So we're speaking about mois, we're speaking about. So, v'nira pereshavon, the pirish kuf mois bishtus mone, nashtus mone is arba sloim pa arba mois. Inami kuf isrim bishtus dinner zov, shu arba dinre kesef umo. A dinner zov is 25 dinre kesef. A sixth of 25 dinre kesef is here is 4 dinre kesef, a sixth of a dinre kesef is a mo, and there's 6 mo in a dinre kesef, there's dalad isrim in a mo, so there's chof dalad isrim in a dinre kesef. So this is the case. We're speaking about a cheshbon of either 100 isrim in 100 isrim, which were in 4 dinre kesef and a mo. We're speaking 100 mois, which were in, we're speaking about 100 mois, which is in arba sloim ba arba mois. Now, I just like to mention one nekuda. Rashi learned we're speaking about putas, and Taisa says, so it's a very modern cheshbon, 100 putas in Amor. Very much. So Tai says we're speaking about mois, and sloim, or isrim, speaking about isrim, but there's a murdike problem that is, according to Tosfos, which Rashi avoided. This ha'ore de machna fraim is moira. We hear in Perik HaZov, a pruta is nechoshes. And amo is kesef. So whenever there's a fluctuation, you say the kesef is kayim, and the nechoshes, the peire, fluctuates. So by putas, you can hear before there was 100 putas in amo, later is 120 putas in amo, the putas got cheaper. These things happen. But if we're speaking about Isrim, which we're speaking about Mois, which is Amadbeya Shel Kesef in Sloim, or Isrim in Dinrei Kesef, so when everything is Kesef, how do you say this fluctuates? This is, it's a Mora de Kezach. Rashi avoided the problem, the Gemara, the avoided, but a kaponim, it makes sense. According to Taisvis, it says, Amor de Kechidish, if you have two silver coins, and there's a fluctuation, you say the small coin fluctuates, there gotta be the bigger coin, which is Amor de Kechidish. So, Kaponim, we can appreciate why Rashi did not want to say like Taisvis. Rashi and the Ramban also, the Ramban said, no, the Gemara, forget about the Rishbain, the Gemara Jew just wants to hop on that case. But this is Al Kaponim, a Shverkeit according to Tosfos. Now, let us just see the next Tosfos. We won't appreciate the difficulty in the next Tosfos. Lama chilken akosov lava olav b'shnei lava. V'im taima v'lomo shina v'loshin. So Taisvis asks, so why was the Torah Mishan and the Doloshi over to Lavin? Lichtev kaspech leisite b'neshech, b'neshech leisite nachlecha. You're only over to Lavin, so why do you have to change the Shemus? Mishloim ekim et shutzach shnei Lavin, ulchen deko lichtev loshim mishune, shuno yoise. Now this Taisvis is a moiridike Taisvis, it's a very shvere Taisvis. That means we mentioned, according to Rashi, the Maral and Gur Aryeh says, like, in every Ribbis, there's two inyonim, which both are also. There's an Issa to be Mechasa from the Loive. There's an Issa Sheshe Yisraba Mominei. The two Isurim part. Now, in every Alvo of Ribbis, you have these two Isurim. So that's what the Torah spoke about Talbis. The Torah spoke about Neshech. There's two things. Taisvis learned. There's one Issa of Ribbis. Neshech, Neshech. So, the way Kozman, we're learning Daf Samach Amad Beis, it's not too gefellig. We'll see later when the Gemara and Daf Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, the Achoinim Eskan Taisus, it's schrecklich gefellig. That if there's not two Isurim and two Shemes, so the Gemara later will be very difficult to understand.